So there you have a little bit of music on the streets in Cork. One of the things I like a lot about the city is that on a Saturday morning there are buskers here. We'll see if we hear any more music on the streets. I see signs displayed advertising Cork Jazz. Cork has a jazz festival every year, and it must be on now, or it must be on very soon. And unfortunately, I won't get to go to any of the sessions, but I think it would be actually a lovely thing to do. It's sponsored by one of my favorite drinks company called Guinness, and it's the Cork Jazz Festival. And it's a pity there isn't a bit of jazz on the streets. So hang on, I hear a bit of music. I'm going to cross the road and just go and see what this guy with the guitar. In fact, there's more than a guitar. So there it is, the Fields of Athenry, the Munster rugby anthem, played by three men. Mature men, I might say. Let's see what else we can hear. Actually, just going back to jazz for a minute, I'm not a jazz head, but I must say I have had phases in my life where I have loved jazz. And one of the great things, of course, is that jazz works from real traditional jazz, trad jazz, right the way through to some really, really avant-garde stuff. What comes into my head? Dave Brubeck, Take Five. Very influential stuff for me in my teenage years. I remember listening to Take Five with Bill Whelan, the man who subsequently went on to write Riverdance. Now we're passing a shop here in I'll let you hear what they're playing in the shop. This is not live. Well, I see that Paul McGrath has a brand new DVD out now, My Life in Football, and it's on sale in this shop. This is called Music Store. But also it looks like the leasehold interest in the ground floor of this shop is up for sale. Contact Savills if you want to get it. So there we are. Back to jazz. Yeah, Dave Brubeck, Take Five. What else do I know about jazz? I once went to that wonderful jazz place in London, whose name has gone out of my head now, and I saw Yusuf Lateef. Never forget it. It was actually in the nightclub in London, where some great people have played over the years. Jazz. A good friend of mine, John Norris, in Bradford, Dunavon, in the UK, was mad about jazz, and he had a building that belonged to his company, which was called Prime Arts. And I remember going to a reception there, where people play jazz. So I haven't got a lot of jazz to talk about, really, but I just think it's interesting that Cork has got a major festival. Lewis Stewart is another person who comes into my head. I remember listening to Lewis Stewart playing jazz guitar at one stage. And another guy called Jerry Lynch, who was I once shared a flat with. And so that's it. Bill Whelan, Jerry Lynch. They were two great guys from my university days. Both great musicians. Bill Whelan became extraordinarily successful and is actually one of the nicest people you could ever meet. His feet are totally on the ground, and he's a great composer. In those days, he used to be a great player. Anyway, that's real nostalgia, going right back to the 60s and early 1970s. So I guess that's what happens with jazz, you know, it keeps you alive, and people play jazz right up until they're really, really old, and till their fingers are almost unable to move anymore. So that's it. I'm standing here on the corner of the bridge, Patrick's Bridge in Cork, looking at the recently repaired bridge and wondering how on earth the repaired bit is going to blend in with the old bit. I'm going to pick my daughter up from dance and music theatre class, and while I'm at it, just very last thing to say, terrific week this week included the fact that my son Benjamin Omani, the young actor who's just come out of drama school, won the Hobson's Prize for voiceover. Hobson's Prize for voiceover in the UK, and that's a tremendous achievement. So here I am using audio, following in the footsteps of my professional son, who's about 23 years old. Okay, Paul Omani saying cheerio for now. Bye bye.